Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're taking a look at something I'm sure all of us have had to deal with at one point or another. The world of recruitment.
Yeah.
We're going beyond just, you know, sending in your resume and hoping for the best. We're going to try to understand the kind of dynamics that are really at play behind the scenes. We're going to be drawing on a really interesting piece by a recruiter in the APAC region who's been doing this for like 20 years.
Wow.
So get ready to discover some of the hidden kind of factors. And really, I think the artistry that goes into, you know, connecting people with jobs.
It's interesting because this recruiter, right away, they kind of push back against this idea of recruitment as just a transaction.
Yeah.
Like you said, just submitting your resume.
Right.
They talk about it as building connections and building trust.
Yeah. About people, not placements.
Yeah.
And I get that. I do. But I have to admit, sometimes, you know, I feel like I just want to fire off my resume and hope for the best.
Sure.
Why is it so important to focus on this, like, human element?
I think because it really impacts everything. You know, when a recruiter really understands your aspirations, what your skills are, what you're looking for, they're going to be able to make a match that's not just about, you know, filling a slot,
yeah,
but about really aligning you with a company, with a culture,
right,
where you're really going to thrive. And that means better job satisfaction, you're going to stay there longer, and you're probably going to be more successful. And so is the company.
So it's about, you know, it's about the long game. It's not just about a single hire.
Exactly. And that leads into this, you know, this contrast that the recruiter points out between being metric driven versus being partnership focused.
So what does it really mean to have a recruiter as a strategic partner? I mean, is this just, you know, are we just using fancy words here?
No, I think it's a real thing. I think you can think about it like, you know, if you're in the tech industry, a strategic partner is not going to just blast your resume out to every company that has an opening for a developer.
Yeah.
They're going to understand, you know, what are the different tech stacks? What are the challenges that different companies are facing?
Right.
And really try to connect you with opportunities that are a good fit for what you know. So they're really becoming more like an advisor.
Yeah.
They're helping you navigate, you know, all the complexity of the job market.
But, you know, this recruiter also talks about some of the frustrations that they've experienced, you know, like being ghosted or getting really vague feedback or feeling like their expertise is not valued. Makes you kind of wonder, why would anyone want to be a recruiter?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I think all those things that you just mentioned, they really erode trust.
Yeah.
And ultimately, they make the whole process less effective. Imagine you're, you know, putting all this energy into finding the perfect candidate for a role.
Right.
And then you just get silence.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's disheartening. And honestly, it's bad for everyone.
Yeah.
Candidates miss out on opportunities. Companies have a hard time finding the right people.
Yeah.
And then the recruiter, you know, their expertise is kind of diminished.
So what are the things that make a really great recruiter stand out?
The piece mentions a few things. They talk about deep market knowledge, empathy, the ability to advise strategically, and just this overall commitment to excellence. And these aren't just, you know, buzzwords.
Right.
They translate into real benefits for you. If you have a recruiter who knows the ins and outs of your field, who can see the shifts that are happening in the market, who can connect you with like hidden pools of talent.
Right.
That's the power of that deep market knowledge.
And I'm guessing empathy is really important for understanding what the candidate wants.
Yeah.
But also what the company needs.
Absolutely. You need a recruiter who can kind of bridge that gap, who can advocate for both sides.
Right.
But, you know, at the same time, be transparent and honest with everyone.
So it sounds like being successful in recruitment is a two-way street then.
It is. You know, the source really emphasizes this need for mutual respect.
Right.
Think about it. You know, being prepared when you go into an interview, responding to messages quickly, being upfront about what you're looking for, what your expectations are, all of those things not only make the recruiter's job easier,
right,
but they also increase your chances of finding the right fit. And for the companies out there, you know, providing clear feedback,
right,
respecting the insights that the recruiter is bringing to the table, and just treating them like a real partner, I mean, that just makes the whole process more effective and frankly, more human.
So if we think about recruitment as, you know, building careers and shaping businesses, and really about, you know, creating these long-term relationships that benefit everyone, what role can we all play in making this whole ecosystem, you know, more respectful and more effective? It's something that I'm definitely going to be thinking about after this deep dive.
I think the big takeaway here is that we need to recognize the value that skilled recruiters bring.
Mm-hmm.
And by understanding the details of what they do, the challenges they face, by engaging with them as partners, you can really navigate this whole world of recruitment much more effectively and hopefully reach outcomes that, are good for everybody.